Bonneville. In a letter to Reeve Barry Kalinowski, Alberta Minister of Transportation Rajan Sani has outlined the approved roadway upgrades and changes that fall within the MD of Bonneville's jurisdiction. After meeting with Reeve on November 23, Sani wrote, "I appreciate hearing about the growth in and around the municipal district and being able to provide an update on various issues of importance to you." Outlined in the letter, the minister highlights several projects that the province anticipates will begin in 2022. The upgrades and timelines, however, are contingent on securing the necessary right-of-ways for road expansions, provincial priorities, and budget availability. Specifically addressed are the intersections at Highway 28 and Highway 892, Ardmore, and Range Road 450, Fort Kent. The projects are still in the design phase and include a speed limit review through Ardmore, the addition of left-turn lanes in both directions at the intersection of Highways 28 and 892, and the addition of a left-turn lane in the westbound direction at Range Road 450. The province's capital plan also includes a 10-kilometer repaving project on Highway 892 between Highway 28 and 4 kilometers south of Highway 55, noted the MD's administration. Other work on the province's to-do list includes the installation of traffic signals at 54 Avenue in Bonneville, and 3 kilometers of paving on Township Road 610 from Highway 28 to Bonneville Beach. In addition, the intersection at Township Road 610 will be upgraded to include a southbound bypass lane and a southbound right-turn lane, extended north and south tapers, and the installation of overhead lighting, notes the letter. Vezo Beach 100 km speed limit will remain. Sani also stated that the Transportation Department has rejected the MD's request to have the speed limit reduced to 80 km per hour along the corridor leading to the intersection at Highway 28 and Township Road 511. The department undertook a detailed analysis of the speed limit through this area and concluded the existing speed limit of 100 km per hour for the area is acceptable, wrote the minister. She went on to say, "Experience indicates a reduced speed is not well adhered to in rural areas, as it does not match drivers' expectations. Development-wise, there are not many residences or business located in the vicinity of the highway. When speed limits are set below what the majority of drivers consider reasonable, even with additional enforcement, a high level of non-compliance may occur. This leads to driver frustration and greater disparity of speeds, which increases collision risk." Renaming of Highway 28 during the December 22 regular council meeting, Sal Alhagen drew attention to a letter received by the MD asking council to support the renaming of Highway 28 to the Victor Ringgit Highway, road or trail. The letter was submitted by a Bonneville resident stating that the renaming of the highway would stand as a permanent testimonial for Victor's numerous contributions to the many groups he had supported throughout his lifetime. Hagen asked council if they would like to direct administration to draft a letter of support in favor of renaming the highway. A motion was made to accept the correspondence as information. Administration was not directed to write a letter of support.